here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 5th of March, 2011. It's the birthday of Leslie Marmon Silco, born in Albuquerque, 1948, grew up on the Laguna Pueblo Reservation, wrote a couple of novels, Ceremony and Almanac of the Dead, about the disappearance of Native American cultures. It's the birthday of a playwright and folklorist and a great patron and friend of William Butler Yeats, Isabella Augusta Pearce, Lady Gregory, born on this day in 1852. It's the birthday of the mapmaker, Gerardus Mercator, born in Flanders in Belgium in 1512, who developed the technique for accurately projecting the globe onto a flat surface, so that longitude and latitude lines would always be at right angles to each other, which permitted sailors to plot a route between any two destinations in the world using a straight line and then follow that route without having to adjust their compasses. It was on this day in 1975 the Homebrew Computer Club first met in a garage in Silicon Valley. Back in the day before personal computers, when computers were gigantic, could easily take up an entire room, very expensive, costing about $1 million apiece. Not even computer engineers or programmers had access to their own personal computers. They just did not exist. So 36 years ago today, the Homebrew Computer Club met in the Silicon Valley. Steve Jobs was in it, Steve Wozniak, who would later co-found Apple, as well as Lee Felsenstein and Adam Osborne, who would create the first mass-produced portable computer, the Osborne One. Others included Bob Marsh, George Morrow, Jerry Lawson, John Draper. The meetings of the Homebrew Computer Club began with an exchange of data. Each person would stand up and talk about some new interesting thing they had heard. And then they would get to the random access part of the meeting, when people got up and wandered around and traded integrated circuits and other devices and information. And the third part of the meeting was the trip over to the Oasis Beer Garden around the corner in Menlo Park. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak designed the Apple I and II and brought it down to the Homebrew Computer Club and showed it off. They got an order from a local store. They didn't have enough capital to complete the order, so they had to convince someone to loan them money for it. And when they started marketing the product, an ad agency kept telling them that Apple was not a good name. They needed something that suggested technology. But they held their ground, persevered, and succeeded. The Homebrew Computer Club last met in December 1986. Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Twitty on a cold day in late March near Easter. I took the car through turns, down long roads, along wood fences, and saw horses, just two, far off in a field. One turned its head toward me, the other stood motionless, so long I began to wonder whether it was real or a fake, put there to keep the other company, until finally it bowed its head earthward. Farther on, I saw a flock of small birds pulsing together as points over the brown grass, like tiny buoys responding to air currents, rising and dipping, the air moving the smallest feathers on their bellies. A poem by Elizabeth Twitty on a cold day in late March near Easter from her collection Love Noise, published by Standing Stone Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found, and by PBS, presenting the U.S. TV premiere of Les Miserables, 25th anniversary concert at the O2, Sunday at 7, 6 Central on PBS. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.